From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Downtown really is an epicenter for film, not just for Salt Lake City, but for the entire region. And we'll be talking today with Elizabeth Nebaker from the Utah Film Center. Elizabeth is the new executive director. We'll be discussing the role that the Film Center has in providing free movies throughout the downtown area and indeed the entire state, helping to build community through the power of film. We'll be talking about some of the shows coming up, including on the 17th, The Last Days in Vietnam, and on the 23rd, What Happens, Miss Simone, two movies that aired at Sundance that the Utah Film Center will be screening for free, just part of what they do to try to impact and support our community through the power of film after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my dear friend, Elizabeth Nebaker. Elizabeth, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
Elizabeth is the fairly new executive director for the Utah Film Center. Been in the job, what, 4 months?
4 months. Started right after Thanksgiving.
Very cool. Very cool. And before that, you were working with the premier provider of Broadway in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Magic Space Entertainment. John Ballard, Steve Blay, and Bruce Granith. They were here for 25 years, bringing the best of Broadway, and continue to do that. And so I worked with them for 13 years doing the marketing for the national tours that came through Salt Lake and actually throughout North America, too.
Awesome. Awesome. So really an understanding of the art world, the local players in the artistic community, and really using that, translating now to your role in a different type of artistic production, that of independent film.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's actually a return for me. I worked for Sundance Institute, working in marketing, and ran the press office for the Sundance Film Festival for 4 years.
Okay.
Prior to Magic Space Entertainment. But it does feel, you know, with my work at Magic Space, it's building audiences through marketing and, you know, community relations and different ways to, you know, now attend one of the films that we're screening. And the experience that I had with the Broadway tours, you know, has been great to bring to the Utah Film Center.
Yeah, a different medium, or different, you know, a different type of artistic experience, mm-hmm. but very much about getting people in seats,
mm-hmm.
to have that experience.
Butts in seats,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure people knew what the Utah Film Center was. Founded by the illustrious and talented Geraldine Dreyfus many years ago. Maybe you could just explain to people what the Utah Film Center is and what you do.
So Geraldine Dreyfus, along with Nicole Guillemet. Mm-hmm.
Also from Sundance.
Also from Sundance. They started the Utah Film Center in 2002. So 13 years later, they continue to use film to really bring stories to Utah audiences. Mm-hmm. So not only here in Salt Lake, but throughout the state. We do screenings in Ogden, down to Moab, additionally in Logan, South Jordan, and Price. And it's really a conversation. It's, you know, whether it's social issues, but primarily documentary films, uh-huh. and films, international films, that expose us to different issues or cultures, languages, that can really bridge and bring our community together, you know, have conversations. And we feel that, you know, there's so many great organizations here locally that we can partner with to tell those stories. We do try to bring filmmakers in also to those screenings. So that adds another, you know, piece to those experiences to encourage conversation.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's what the Film Center does. These screenings are primarily free.
Mm-hmm.
So every Tuesday night at the downtown library, we have, you know, an incredible story told on film.
And it's something that's curated. Like, you're very thoughtful about what you bring in, and something that a movie that might not be available here in Salt
Absolutely.
Lake,
yeah.
but for your efforts to find these interesting voices and bring things in.
And that's Patrick Hubley. He's our artistic director, and actually I worked with him at Sundance.
Also at Sundance. Patrick
so
came from Sundance,
great,
too.
So it feels great to be, you know, collaborating with him and helping, you know, support his, you know, incredible talent for finding these stories that may not get seen, or you know, may not come to, you know, a local art house. But his relationships with kind of the film community, from you know, producers to the film festivals. I mean, he is constantly watching films.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what, you know, he's created and, you know, is sharing with our community. And we're very fortunate to have it. And so our members, you know, appreciate that. They appreciate these films that they aren't seeing otherwise. You know, it's typically one opportunity to see the film. So you do need to make sure you take advantage of these screenings. But, you know, we also partner with the Museum of Natural History with a science series. So once a month we partner with films that, you know, engage in
more scientific.
And the Museum of Fine Arts, we have a creativity and focus. So we work with the museum to have films that, you know, tie to that art audience.
Well, and I think what even precipitated this this conversation today, you and I were talking about ways that the Downtown Alliance can play a more active role. We used to have a partnership 3 or 4 years ago called the Pioneer Park Picture Show, where we were co-sponsoring films in the Pioneer Park, and that's kind of gone away over the last year or two. But there's lots of great things that I think the Downtown Alliance, lots of interest that we have in working with you all to really use film to change community. And that, I mean, that is your mission, right? I mean, you have the coolest mission, I think, of any organization.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and I think what the Downtown Alliance does is incredible for driving, you know, traffic and making this a vital place to live. I mean, I'm an Avenues, you know, dweller, and I love being a part of this community. I mean, what we have with, you know, the arts, the entertainment, the restaurants, just, you know, the feeling of, you know, a downtown being so convenient and easy and accessible. And we, you know, talked about wanting to be able to just know that there's always something going on downtown, that you don't have to have a ticket to a show or an event, but that you know on a, you know, Tuesday night, come down to the downtown library and see an incredible story on film.
That is my dream. Like, that's when I'll know that we've succeeded, when people don't think,
oh,
I have to go downtown for some reason. They just say, I'm going to go downtown, and I know I'll find something interesting and compelling once I get down there. So we'll get there. We're not quite there
yet.
We're working on
it. And we want to be part of that. And we feel like we are a part of that.
Yeah,
and
you definitely are.
Collaborating with Downtown Alliance and, you know, different, you know, businesses. Green Ant is a, you know, business that is working with us, and we'll do create a space during our Damn These Heels, our LGBT film festival. So it's working with, you know, businesses and organizations to really drive our downtown. And we also want to expand that throughout the state with our programming, and that's important to us because we feel like these stories, you know, do have audiences in each of those communities.
Far-flung communities across the state.
Yes.
Yeah, the Green Ant, a great local business on Broadway that specializes in modern furniture, not new modern furniture but sort of retro modern furniture. You mentioned Damn These Heels, and I wanted to talk about, you do two film festivals, as I understand it.
Actually, we have three.
Oh, three now,
Jason.
See? That's why you're on, to share this news. So maybe you could just talk about LGBT and children's, and then, which is the Tumbleweeds Film Festival, and then whatever the next one is that I don't know a lot about yet.
So our Damn These Heels Film Festival is July 10th through the 12th. That's our longest running film festival and is programmed LGBT films. We also do a monthly screening at Broovies the third Thursday, which is part of the Damn These Heels programming. But it's a great weekend of films that take place at the Rose Wagner for that full weekend in July. And, you know, that, again, we collaborate with different organizations and supporters of LGBT. We bring in filmmakers. We have a, you know, lively center at Rose Wagner that houses all those events.
And it's important, I think, for people to know that this is a film festival that focuses on stories from the gay community. But you don't have to be gay to appreciate these stories and understand what's happening here, and that, you know, it's not, it's really stories about people who happen to be gay and the impact that that might have in their lives. But it really is so many of the messages in the films mm-hmm. that you screen really have relevance for the entire community, mm-hmm. not just
of acceptance and you know, love, or what we all have those same messages, and whether they're struggles or highlights or successes that are told on film, but that we welcome. It's all audiences, and you're exactly right on creating that space of acceptance and enjoying film that we can all relate to. We can relate to all those issues. Lady Valor is a phenomenal film that was here a couple years ago with Danny's Heels, and it, you know, all of our films appeal to wide audiences, and that's important.
Okay, so Tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds will be our fifth year. We've moved it. It was typically in the spring. As far as programming and everyone's schedules, we moved it to September. So it will be September 25th through the 27th.
Okay.
So that is a festival for kids. It's the fifth year this year. So it's a big year.
It is great. I have gone every year. I brought my son.
Of
he's 12 now.
Yes.
We started going when he was 7. He brings mm-hmm. some of his friends. Yeah. And we've had some great experiences seeing movies that we would not have seen but for this festival. I mean, we introduced to some really cool Japanese animation
mm-hmm.
that was really
yes,
cool. We saw a great movie that was set in Paris a couple
Ernest
years ago.
Ernestine Celestine?
No, it was one about it's really this insect that gets transformed into a larger. I don't know. It's a kind of a famous movie. It gets transformed into sort of a human size, and it's through the streets of Paris. I don't remember the name, but it was a lovely movie.
Yes.
Even though I don't remember the name, clearly it had an impact because I remember it. And these kids leaving are singing these French songs. You know, these little 10-year-olds are singing these French songs, and it's really a wonderful way for people to. Families, and I guess you don't have to have kids to appreciate these movies, but a great way to introduce kids to things that are not just sort of run-of-the-mill. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Like, it's great to go see a blockbuster.
Right, and be entertained and
have a great time.
Film can do all those things.
But it's nice that there's a space also for a little bit more intimate and compelling storytelling.
Well, and it's exposing to different languages, mm-hmm. which Utah is rich in language with, you know, the LDS Church and the, you know, different languages that are spoken here. So to be able to see a film, you know, that was shot in Belgium and having, you know, sharing that with your family or, you know, just those cultures that you wouldn't typically be exposed to. And, you know, my girls are 12 and they were kind of screening these films kind of as a selection for a couple of years when I was on the committee for Tumbleweeds.
Oh, cool.
And they would resist at first reading subtitles. As soon as that film starts, they are reading it.
Yeah, they're totally into it.
And we do have a reader for all of those international films. So if, you know, the younger audiences aren't comfortable reading, then we do have that. So it's very accessible. But these are beautiful stories, you know, that you're right, they're not getting seen. And, you know, your son's not going to see those films, you know, unless, you know, you have a place like Tumbleweeds, where it's a weekend of films that are exposing younger audiences. So we're excited to be able to celebrate 5 years.
That's really a great achievement.
With Tumbleweeds. And so that will be here in September. But we do every month have a Tumbleweed screening at the library and then also at the Sorenson Unity Center. You can check utahfilmcenter.org for all those films. But we do year-round programming. So it's definitely a, you know, you can bring your family, you know, to see these films.
Very cool.
Know,
very
once
cool
a month.
Films. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the new film festival that I don't know a lot about. But I also want to talk a little bit about sort of the state of film in our community. It feels like our community is one that really embraces film, the proximity of Sundance, your good work, the work that happens with the Salt Lake Film Society, Spy Hop. I mean, there's so many great entities.
And our new, you know, film commissioner, Virginia Pierce.
Yeah,
so it's exciting.
When we come back, we're going to talk about all of that, and we will be right back after these messages. Welcome back. You are listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Joining me today is my friend, my dear friend, Elizabeth Nebaker. We've been friends for a long time.
I know. It has been,
years.
Long time. Yeah. Yeah, seeing our kids grow up,
That's right. That's right. Our kids go to the same school, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
Elizabeth is the executive director of the Utah Film Center and kind of new in the role. She's been there for about 4 months, but really a long history of work in film and also in the larger arts community in Salt Lake. So again, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
I wanted to ask you about the new film festival that you have. And this is one that I don't know a lot about, so I won't ask as many leading questions as I often do.
Well, this is the Tilt Shift Festival for Teens.
Oh.
So this is our inaugural film festival that's coming the end of the month, so April 24th through 26th, right here at Library Square. Friday night we'll open at the Leonardo with an opening night, and then we'll have films Saturday and Sunday at the library.
Oh, cool.
So this is, you know, a festival that Patrick, our artistic director, envisioned, and because he felt that, you know, there is a space for teens to be exposed to films, but he knew that it's not something that we could program,
mm-hmm.
Because teens have specific interests and they want to know.
Right.
Yeah. So his brilliant idea was to have a committee. And so we put out a request, and we're partnering with Spy Hop, mm-hmm. and Shift, as well as Schaefer Design.
Oh, wow, cool.
To give a teen committee kind of, you know, real hands-on experience for producing an event. When you think of the amazing events that Utah and Salt Lake has with outdoor retailers, Sundance, you know, this is a real opportunity for, you know, professions. And
yeah.
So teens, you know, we're reading that, you know, the Generation Z, they want hands-on. They're going to go out and make things happen.
Yeah.
And so we had about 35 kids that applied for the committee. And, you know, there's a stipend. So they we narrowed it down to six.
Mm-hmm.
Eight students, teens, here in Salt Lake that have been helping with the programming, the marketing, the social media,
wow.
the planning of the event, the opening night, and so it will come, you know, to life here at the end of the month.
Very cool.
So you will definitely have to mark that.
I will mark that
on
in my calendar.
Bring
no, that's great.
Family and.
Well, it's, you know, Patrick is such a genius. I know Tumbleweeds. I remember talking with him before Tumbleweeds happened, and I just thought, how have we, as a community, how have we been so dumb not to have a children's film
right.
festival? Like, we love kids in this
right.
town. We got a lot of kids here.
We do.
And what a great idea to expand that to teens.
Know.
And, wow, what a, you know, to use film. At that time in your life, I mean, I still am such a dork, but even more so as a teenager, and you're confused a little bit. You don't know exactly what how life works,
mm-hmm.
and you think you do, but you really don't.
Yeah, right.
But to, you know, have this very cool intervention in someone's life where they may be able to be influenced by a teen movie that's not just a John Hughes film.
Yeah.
Well, we won't be
showing
Pretty in Pink or The Breakfast Club, I'm
right.
assuming.
No. We won't. We do have a great selection of films, including How to Dance in Ohio, which was at Sundance
nice.
This past year. And so there'll be five feature films. We'll have a series of shorts for the opening night, Friday night. And then there are actually workshops. And the workshops actually are really kind of a fun opportunities, you know, ranging from do-it-yourself film equipment to special effects makeup, one about fight and but not really fight, but how you
film
you know,
a fight.
Yeah.
Right.
So these are, you know, opportunities for students and teens to learn kind of the tricks of the trade by professionals.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And all of these events and films are free. So dropping your kids, your teens off at downtown for that weekend's, you know, a great way for them to be with their peers, hopefully experience interesting new stories, and have a place to go downtown here at the Library
and
Square.
Learn some cool skills about how
yes.
to make movies. Yeah,
yes.
That's awesome. What a cool concept. Good. Good luck with it.
Thank
I hope
you.
It's really successful.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you more generally, what do you see as sort of the state of film in our community right now? We talked about there's lots of great entities doing lots
right.
of great work, people really committed, really passionate about it. What's the state right now? And then also, where do you think we'll be in 5 or 10 years?
Utah is incredible for film, obviously, with Sundance putting us on, you know, a platform for international exposure.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks to Redford for, you know, having that vision for storytelling. Initially, to the work that the Film Society is doing, Spy Hop, what we're doing at the Film Center. But you have incredible filmmakers here. And I think that's what we're going to see is that there are stories mm-hmm. that need to be told, that are being told mm-hmm. By our local you know, folks. And, you know, you have Jennifer McKenzie or Jennifer Jordan that are filmmakers here, Tyler Meesom. And they're introducing their personal story to our community and, you know, raising the funds to make a feature. There's, you know, short filmmakers. What Spy Hop is doing for young, you know, filmmakers is incredible, to give them hands-on experience to be able to tell their stories. But the accessibility of film now makes those
so easy
possible.
Yeah.
So I see really Utah and Salt Lake being, you know, a center and being recognized. Geralyn Dreyfuss, who is our founder and the chair of our board at the Utah Film Center, is incredible. She had 10 films that she produced at Sundance this year.
Wow.
But her Impact Partners is turning hundreds of films. I mean, the stories she puts out there and her connection to these filmmakers and stories, I think, will continue to resonate and bring us great work. And I think that's what's really exciting.
Yeah.
So I see Utah really on the forefront. Virginia Pierce, who is a friend, and she's the Utah Film Commissioner, she wants to do new, exciting things here with film. So I think, you know, we'll continue to develop and grow and be a really strong presence from New York to LA, and, you know, having Salt Lake and Utah be right there in the middle for film and being recognized.
I think you're right. It's a really cool time. It's a cool time downtown. It's a cool time for film.
Know.
Good
it
stuff
is.
Happening.
Great stuff.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
The Film Center is really important to downtown. Geralyn Dreyfuss, you know, truly a visionary in our community and someone who's made such a difference for so many people. And the work that you do really does make a difference, and it really does impact people's lives. And to use the medium of film to build community and change perspectives and use that storytelling power is really important. So thanks to you for all your work, and to the Utah Film Center for everything that you do.
Oh, yeah. You keep getting our downtown to be the place that we all want to be.
We're getting there.
Yes.
We're getting there. Thanks, Elizabeth, for coming in.
Thanks, Jason.
It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we discuss the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.